This is the Way of Fairness podcast number 2. My name is Stephen Childs. I want to talk about truth and misinformation and the way this affects our culture and what is considered to be acceptable, normal. And then on the other extreme, you have things that are taboo, things that are not to be done whatsoever. That's the way our cultures have always been. I'm just going to go fast. I'm going to talk about a certain area, and then I'm not going to go into any depth of inquiry into it, just briefly. And then I'm going to move on to something else. So I have been experiencing from your dream mind or in between sleep and dream, sometimes you start to hear communication, and I started working with that, and it's become very interesting because my perception is that they're not human, they're alien. So I went for a walk to get awakened for the day and functional. So I have to walk a lot to do that at my age. So I'm hearing that I have a powerful mind telepathically. So I've studied religion and practiced devotional lines of thought for years. And it's very helpful. So I'm at my best when I'm in service of others. So if I use my powerful mind just for me, I would be on the wrong track. But when I'm using it to benefit everyone, everything, then that's where the power comes from. That's where you really develop a powerful mind, because you're not in the wrong with it. If you're in the wrong with anything, you'll be knocked down. Something will knock you down. But if you're not in the wrong, you won't be knocked down. So I'm trying to get everyone into the power that they claim that I have, so that we're all powerful people from serving others and trying to do the right thing. I'm atheist. You don't have to be. I've always had an inclination toward Shiva, the Hindu god of destroyer of evil. And I was looking a few days ago, and for some reason, I forget right now, but I came across a description on Google that says Shiva's in his formless mode is nothing that contains everything. See, in Buddhism, branched off from Hindu, and Shunyata is one of the main concepts, and Shunya is the Sanskrit word for zero. And so, in Zen Buddhism, they have the metaphor of the empty cup. There is not anything in the cup. And so, that's how we handle all of our problems, is with that emptiness. It's like we're not here. And we're the empty cup, and the outside just does whatever it wants to do, and we're completely not part of it. So that way you're not caught up in an emotional struggle or a mental struggle with the others. So there's a chant, Shivo Hum, and it means I am Shiva. I am the nothing that everything is within. So also in Buddhism, they have the idea that the big mind includes the outside. So there's like your personal self, and then there's everything else that's not your personal self. That together is the big mind. So you're this one thing. Same idea. It's not a tyrannical, powerful thing. It's nothing. It's more like being nothing, That's where the power's at. If you're a tyrant, some other bigger tyrant will defeat you, or all the people will unite against you and you'll be defeated. So I'm dealing with a tyrant telepathically, and I suspect it's not human. And I'm getting this message, probably I've heard it 10 times this morning, that I better stop, you better stop, you're going places you shouldn't go, that kind of thing. And I don't even pay any attention to it. So we used to say that you were in the groove when you're functioning optimally and everything's falling into place and things are going your way. And that is what this is about, trying to find that like-mindedness where we're on the same line of thought and our power increases. And you can see that the world, the outside, there's the inside you, or the inside, and the outside, that's everything else. So the outside starts doing things for you. And these synchronistic coincidences start happening that are like, I'm thinking I need this particular thing. And when I get in this groove, when I get in this power mode of mind, that thing manifests somehow on YouTube or whatever. And there's this story of four ways to get what you want. The first way is, say you want a strawberry ice cream cone. So the first way is you earn enough money to go buy you one. And so that works. What's the second one? The second one is you have enough money that you can pay someone else to go get one for you and bring it to you. Okay, second way. Third way is you're thinking how you want a strawberry ice cream cone, and you hear a knock at the door and your friend's there and he says, I happen to have an extra strawberry ice cream cone. That's the third way. That's when it starts getting interesting. And the fourth way, I don't know if I've ever manifested the fourth way. I think maybe a few times, or I've been shown that there's the possibility of the fourth way. The fourth way is you want a strawberry ice cream cone, and one appears next to you in a holder, in an ice cream holder. So it's just, where did that come from? There's no explanation. So that's the fourth way. Now, everybody wants to be happy, and we want to feel good about ourselves. And so that's what this is about. And if we're unfair, it doesn't work. So this, my channel is, main focus is fairness. Fairness for you and fairness for others. See, if we don't have this a win-win thing, we're in conflict. And if we're in conflict, we're going to be in suffering from the conflict. I've been aware that lies and falsehood and unfairness has been a problem my entire life. And so I've been trying to create fairness and truth, because that's what we need, in my opinion. And things get darker before the dawn, they say. So this topic of truth and falsehood and misinformation has become the leading topic that we hear about, or at least one of them. So it's like there's this mental battle going on where there's a great division has happened, a polarization between the two camps. One is that falsehood is okay, and the other one is that falsehood is not okay. So I would say most of the religions are in the falsehood is okay camp, and that's really quite tragic. So as I was saying earlier, that the norms that we have or what this is about. So it's normal for religion to have us believing on faith things that are not believable any other way. And some people, they don't take the religious thought literally. They don't think it's actually true. It's metaphorically true only. So it's just a symbol for something, some great truth within us or something like that. And that's the way I interpret religion. So when I'm talking about Shiva, I don't really think that there's a Shiva that really exists other than in metaphorical. It's a fictional character. Plain and simple, it's a fictional character. And in the Hindu religion, it doesn't matter if you're atheist. A lot of them are completely accepting of atheism. And they have had a conversation with atheism for years without animosity. But lately, there's been animosity toward atheism. The question they ask the atheist in the Hindu religion, I was told this, is that how do you explain the miraculous if there's not a all-powerful God or something, or the Godhead? And in the Hindu, it's the Godhead. There's three aspects of the one: creator, preserver, destroyer. The destroyer's fire at the end of the world, and I think it's real interesting that the Christian religion has adopted that idea. That's Shiva. Also, there's the sacrament that you eat the bread and the water at the sacrament ceremony. And in the Hindu religion, they give you prasadam. And it's like a dessert type bread that they give you. And there, at the time Christianity happened, there was a mixing of trade. Trading was going on. The trade routes were all over the world, that part of the world. And so I think that these ideas intermingled. So the father of Christianity, Jesus' father, is the all-powerful. Well, that's Shiva. Or name your other father god. You see what I'm saying? And then there's stories in the Hindu religion where the mother god has more power than Shiva in certain situations. So there's a balance. Shiva doesn't have all power. And he's not jealous. He doesn't care if you worship him or not. It doesn't matter to him at all. So I'm saying this because it's like an easy, soft landing when you're told that your religion is troublesome. People fight against you. They'll fight to the death, you know, for their religion. And that's been the norm. That's been the acceptable norm in our culture. That needs to change. So how do we bring this about in a way that's not painful for people? Instead of being painful and tragic, how do we make this be something pleasant and awesome for them? Well, if you can convince people or somehow get them to accept that the actual God has to be the actual truth, or it's not really God. So once you accept that God is going to be the actual truth, whatever it is, then it's not hard to just do a direct search for what's true, because that's God. In the Christian religion, there's Satan, and Satan is the lies, the father of lies. And so that which is false is not God. God is only that which is true. So I think that God was created by the universe instead of God creating the universe. So God is like the one mind, the divine mind, that fairness is the most important aspect of the God mind, truth and fairness. In Christianity, we hear I am, and so people have related with, they say I am, and that's invoking the God that's them kind of thing. So, you know, people these days don't really have a problem with this, what I'm saying, but there's the camp that's supporting falsehood. It's like they want the falsehood to win. For whatever reason, they're anti-truth. And it's weird because in the Bible that talks about the Antichrist, and if Christ is the truth, they're saying they're Christians, but they're anti-Christ. They're anti-truth. So the people that are in the camp of falsehood, we're betting on falsehood to win, call it Judas or whatever you want, as opposed to Christ, or call it Ravana in a fight with Ram in the Hindu religion. So, you know, you give yourself permission to change the stories around so that they make sense to you. You know, it's not that there's different interpretations. The Gnostics that were prior to Christianity happening, they turned the stories upside down. The Jesus was the snake in the tree, or he was the eagle in the tree, or he didn't have a body. He was a spirit that was communicating to people. And then Christianity was forced into compliance from the Roman Empire and Constantine. And you could only read those four Gospels, and everything else was heretical. So it became a tyrannical thing rather than a liberating thing. It became an enslaving thing. So the tyrant does not like anything that's going to liberate people from tyranny. So God should be about liberating people from tyranny, God should not be a tyrant. God should be a liberator. See, this is the good side of Christianity, is Christ appears to free us from tyranny. Okay, so I think the worst thing we could do would be to blame people and to punish them in any way. The way of fairness is we don't punish. If you'll agree to be fair, you're totally forgiven and you're honored for agreeing to stop doing people wrong. So it's not about punishing. We have to protect ourselves so we can choose to. So the punishment thing, it can be effective or it can be harmful. So they've done research where when, like in children, when they're being taught to not harm other people, they respond to being rewarded. You know, like you explain to them, we can't be unfair to the other people. And then if they agree, then you reward them because they're thinking along those thoughts. So you reward that line of thought. And that's what we need to do. We need to not have a threat on them. If you back someone into the corner, they're going to fight you. But if you give them a way that's going to benefit them, then they'll readily accept something that's going to benefit them. So we need to be teachers of the way of fairness. So I'm going to keep the podcast short. This is the second one, and I think I'm going to make a podcast every day and see what happens from that. Have a great day.